The office of the local native corporation in the Haines area has shut its doors, and all the shareholder records have been moved to Anchorage with the new CEO and president. Kluk Wan Incorporated filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in August to settle a $7 million debt with an insurance company. A recent lawsuit settlement also changed the leadership in the corporation. KHNS News Director Margaret Friedenauer has been following the complicated story. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Lori.
Margaret, you've been to the Kluk Wan offices. What does it look like?
Well, the windows are boarded up, and there's a no trespassing sign and another sign that says closed until further notice by the board of directors, and that's dated December 20th. The phone has also been disconnected, and we know from court documents that staff at the offices have been laid off.
Margaret, what led up to the closure?
Well, there seems to be some sort of power struggle or confusion over who is in charge, and this stems from a lawsuit 2 years ago in which one of the directors filed suit against six other directors. She was claiming in her lawsuit that the six directors mismanaged the corporation's trust accounts. So that case was settled last year, and in the settlement, the six directors in question agreed to resign. But according to court documents, they apparently did. But then those six directors claim that shareholders reelected them in November. However, a judge said that election had several problems and that it was invalid. And that's when another judge stepped in to clarify that there are now only three valid directors on the board. Now, none of those directors live in the area. They are the ones who decided to close the local office and transport all the corporate records and computers back to the new president and CEO's home in Anchorage.
So let's back up a little bit. Why did Kluk Wan file for bankruptcy?
Okay, they filed because of a $7 million debt with an insurance company that they had been unable to settle. The company attempted to put a lien on the distribution that Kluk Wan receives from its regional native corporation, Sea Alaska. Now, attorneys for Kluk Wan argued that putting a lien on those distributions to settle the debt is not allowed under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. But the insurance company asked the judge to clarify just exactly who is in charge of the corporation so they knew who was on the board of directors and who they should be dealing with in this bankruptcy case.
Margaret, have you been able to get a sense of how shareholders in the area are feeling about this?
Well, there aren't a lot of people talking publicly about it. The new president and CEO told me in an email that the corporation does not usually comment to the press. So most of this information has come from court documents, but I have talked with a few shareholders locally who did not want to be named. And the ones I talked to mentioned that the dispute over the trust accounts during the last 2 years and the bankruptcy and now this kind of change in power, it's all been very stressful, especially for some of the elders. They see the new leadership as maybe a new beginning, but I also know there are probably just as many shareholders who are loyal to that other board of directors, but it's a small community with many relations interacting, so it's understandably pretty upsetting for some people in the community.
What's the next step?
Well, one would think that with the clarification from the judge on who exactly is in the leadership in the corporation, that the bankruptcy case could now proceed, and that maybe that debt gets settled somehow and the corporation moves on, rebuilds, reopens their office. The new board of directors have been meeting to conduct corporate business and deal with the bankruptcy case. However, in the most recent status report filed by Kluk Wan in the bankruptcy case just earlier this week, the attorney writes that he's been notified that the previous directors, the ones who the judge said technically resigned, have scheduled a shareholder meeting for the end of this month for the purpose of electing new directors. So it's unclear what that means or if that election would stand up in court. So really the only conclusion is that the power struggle and the confusion continues.
All right. Thanks, Margaret, for that update.
Thanks, Lori.
Margaret Friedenauer is the news director at KHNS in Haines.